Hello, my name's Neville Collard, and I'm just about to let you know a story about the spinifex, the beach spinifex, or the tumbleweed that you see growing along the beach and the sand dunes. Now that spinifex can be the habitat for snakes to hide in, could be the habitat of smaller birds, the little finches and woolly wagtails. They can get protection in there. Could be there to support and look after little lizards that might find a home there. Now, I haven't got a Noongar name for this, and I'm not sure if there is a Noongar name, because most small shrubs that come under the word berin, which is all low shrub and scrub. But this actual spinifex was good for making dilly bags and for sieves. And how they do that, they'd cut the stem off, and then they'd go and find a dry log, and they'd rub that stem over the log to soften it. And when it was soft enough, they'd then strip it into length of string, and then they could plait it and weave it to make the dilly bag or the cutter bag, or they could use it as a sieve. And also, while we're here, there's also a significant population of woolly wagtails, the little black and white bird that waggles his tail everywhere. He's called a woolly wagtail. Noongar call him a jitty jitty, because he uses the name and he calls out jitty jitty, jitty jitty, jitty jitty. That's where he got his name from. And he's a mischievous little bird. If you're watching that bird and you're bushwalking and you're not watching where you're going and you follow him, you're going to end up lost, because he's a mischievous little fellow. But he's also very protective of his nest and the area where he breeds. And he won't let you anywhere near his nest. And that's why he'll try to take you away. He'll flag you with his tail, make a lot of noise, look at you, and then move away, and hoping that you will follow him. And that's what he's well known for.